This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sarah. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Straight from our inbox, it's Email Wednesday on KRC, where you can anonymously use our massive audience as a sounding board for your messed up life.
All right, think about this. For all the women listening, if you walked into your workplace, you looked over in a coworker's cubicle, and you see a candle stuck in an open can of tuna fish. I'm the only person in the office named Tina. Obviously, they are referencing me. Are they trying to say I smell like that? Or is it a play on the fact that my name is one letter away from how you spell tuna?
Tina Tuna.
So she's trying not to get crazy about this, but basically her question to us was, do you confront your coworkers? Do you blow it off? But, you know, if it's bothering you, you probably need to do something.
Kristen on Facebook says, I wouldn't think too much of it and just ignore it. Work is for a paycheck, not to make friends.
That's true.
Also, Pam says it's on someone else's desk. I think she's being too sensitive. Just to move on.
Well, she is the only person in the office named Tina.
Callie said, haha, I don't get this. Maybe her name is Tina and maybe she smells like tuna and it's almost her birthday. It's the thought that counts.
Thanks for holding.
Pretty much I would confront the person first and ask them why they did it. Was it a joke? And then if you didn't like the reaction, then I would take it one step further to HR because that's a little ridiculous.
Okay. You know what's interesting here? This is unlike our usual problems we try to help people with. This has become more of like a mystery.
Yeah.
That now I need to know what the heck is going on.
Like, does this have anything to do with our emailer, who we typically keep anonymous but needed to expose, Tina?
Right. Is it innocent or sinister?
Are their motives cruel?
Does she stink? You know, we got to stop this or nobody will ever email us again.